Most people say they can handle success. But when you watch shows like Inside Edition or Entertainment Tonight, it seems like some people can't handle success. Because many celebrities are filing for bankruptcy or filing for divorce. Many celebrities can't handle success. Can you handle success? I'll talk about that today as we take a look in the book.
Bread of life, sent down
below. Welcome to A Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where the pastor is Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will be bringing a series of messages out of the book of Judges. So get close to your radio and listen now as Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. takes a look in the book.
He was there at the threshing floor one day. But now that he done made it, now that he done arrived, he's going and laying up in his pad in his own house. Watch this now. It says, and Gideon had 70 sons of his body begotten, for he had many wives. You see what he was doing in the house. I see why he wasn't at the threshing floor no more. Something going on in the house now. He had a lot of activity in that house. To have 70 boys. And the Bible says he had many wives. They stopped counting. He had so many. And notice, that one all. The Bible says and. Somebody say and. And his concubine, in other words, his girlfriend that was in Shechem. In other words, he got somebody else in another town. She also bared him a son whose name he called Abimelech. I'm coming back to that now. And Gideon, the son of Joash, died in a good old age and was buried in the sepulchre of Joash, his father, in Ophrah of the Abinarite. And it came to pass, as soon as Gideon was dead, that the children of Israel turned again and went a horn after Balaam and made Baal-berai their god. And the children of Israel remembered not. Somebody say they forgot God. The Lord their God who had delivered them out of the hand of all. Somebody say all. All their enemies on every side, neither showed they kindness to the house of Jeroboam, namely Gideon, according to all the goodness which he had showed unto Israel. Notice now, Gideon, when they came to him and said, we want to make you king, Gideon said, no, that's bad. I don't want to be no king because you already got God as your king. Look. He didn't accept the title of a king, but he accept the practice of a king. Because, see, only kings and rich folks could have a whole heap, a whole bunch of kids. Only kings and rich folks can take care of many wives. I know I'm right. It's hard for me to take care of one. You got to be rich to take care of women's. Because women's, they like money. The first thing, when I told my mama, mama, I'm getting ready to get married. The first thing mama wanted to know, how's your job? Is your job okay? Because she knows that in order to get married, you got to have some money. Gideon adopted the lifestyle of a king. How do I know that also? Because of how he named his son in the town Shechem. He named his son Abimelech. You know what that word means? His father is king. Every time they call Abimelech, that was a reminder that boy daddy is king. That boy father is king. He never accepted the title of a king, But in practice, he practiced the lifestyle of the king. And because he sold to the flesh, he reaped corruption. Did you notice that it didn't do any good sowing to the flesh? He had a perfect opportunity to turn the hearts of the people towards God, but he turned the hearts of the people towards self. And he started taking what really belonged to God. He started getting all of that rather than reflecting that from him and giving it back to God. And he sold to the flesh. And what do the Bible say? When you sow to the flesh, you reap corruption. The Bible tells us that the people, they forgot Gideon and they forgot God. See, the Bible says you reap what you sow. If you sow to the flesh, you reap corruption. But if you sow to the spirit, you'll reap life eternal. Notice, Gideon had a perfect opportunity, but he couldn't handle success. He blowed it because he couldn't handle success. He should have took the nation to the highest heights. But he took him to the lowest depth because he couldn't handle success. And because he opened the door to sin. Once he died, sin just came right on in and took over. See, that's why mama and them used to say, don't let the devil ride. Because if you let him ride, he's going to want to drive. So don't let him ride. What can we learn from this story today? Can I give you three things right quick? What can we learn from this lesson? First lesson that I believe that this story can teach us is always stay in your place. That's the first major lesson that I learned when I look at this story. Always stay in your place. Gideon was doing fine as long as he stayed in his place. Gideon was doing fine as long as he stayed as just being the judge of Israel. But when he started wanting to be the high priest, when he started wanting to be king, things started going bad for him because he got out of his place. God had called him and anointed him and appointed him to be the judge there in Israel, but he tried to be something other than what God had called him to be. Do you know one of the biggest problems in the church today is church folks get out of their place? Starting even with the children getting out of their place. We got little children today that are trying to act like they grown folks. They out of their place. But then we got grown-ups trying to act like they children. Out of their place. We got husbands that don't want to play the role of a husband. They want to act like they the wife. And we got the wife trying to man up and be the husband. Out of their place. We even got men's in the church trying to act like women's. And we got women's trying to act like men's. They out of their place. We got Christian people trying to act like the worldly people. They out of their place. We got preachers and pastors that don't want to be like a preacher, don't want to be like a pastor. They're trying to live like they're a king or a queen or somebody. They out of their place. Listen, if God created you to be a boy, stay there and be a boy. If you're a girl, stay there and be the best little girl you can be. Be the best woman you can be. Be the best man you can be. Be the best husband you can be. Be the best wife you can be. Be the best preacher you can be. Whatever God called you to be that. Nothing more, nothing less. Be what God called you to be. Stay in your place. Stay in your place. Oh, I learned that lesson when I was a little bitty boy. I used to love to go to my auntie's house on Sundays and eat Sunday dinner because Annie would cook just like it's Thanksgiving on Sunday. I mean, she would have it all spread it out. And I would go up there to the table, and my cousin, one of my cousins, they would just pile my plate up. my big cousin, they would put look like extra stuff on my plate. They would give me 2 pieces of chicken, and they would give me a big old piece of ham and a big slice of turkey, and they would give me 2 slices of cake, you know, 1 chocolate cake and 1 caramel cake and 1 big old piece of pie. And boy, they would just load my plate up with all good stuff. And then I would be walking through the house, getting ready to go to the den of where I was going to eat, and mama would see my plate. And mama would say, wait a minute, come here. Who plate that? I said, this is my plate, mama. This is my plate. I'll be smiling and everything. This is my plate. And mama would say, let me have another plate over there. Mama would get another plate, and then mama would start reducing my plate down to size. She said, okay, you got 2 pieces of cake. You don't need 2 pieces of cake. You like chocolate cake. Let me take this other piece of cake. And she said, you don't need all this ham. Let me just cut you a little piece of ham. And she'd take some of that ham off. You don't need this turkey. Take some of that off. She said, you don't need no 2 pieces of chicken. I said, yes, I need 2 pieces. She said, no, you don't need 2 pieces of chicken. She'd take a piece of chicken off. And mama would reduce my plate down to size. And I said, Mama, I can't eat all this. She said, the question is not can you eat all of this, what condition it's going to leave you in if you eat all of that. She said, if you ate all of that, boy, by 8 o'clock tonight, you're going to be asking for the Pepto-Bismol. Your stomach going to be bothering you. You can't eat all of that right now. She said, you just need to get you a boy-size plate, not a man-size plate. And then mama said something that was profound. She says, don't let somebody put more on your plate than what you can handle. Listen, you've got to be very careful listening to the crowd. Because your little friends and your cousins and BB and Boo Boo them, they end up putting more on your plate than what you can handle. You just need to learn to stay in your place. But number 2, always stay with the Lord. Not only always stay in your place, but always stay with the Lord. Gideon was successful as long as he stayed with the Lord. When you read chapter 6, you'll read about how Gideon was always praying to the Lord. He was always listening to the Lord. He was always following the plan of the Lord. When you read chapter 7, you'll read about how Gideon was always praying to the Lord, always listening to the Lord, always following the plan of the Lord. But when you come to chapter 8, you don't read about Gideon praying to the Lord. You don't read about Gideon listening to the Lord. You don't read about Gideon following the plans of the Lord. The only thing you read about is Gideon listening to the people, talking to the people, and following the plans of the people, not following the plans of the Lord. In other words, Gideon changed. What brought him to success, once he got successful, he changed on God. Do you know that's one of the biggest problems in the church today? It's folks, once they reach a measure of success, then they change on God. And so often, once people get successful, they quit reading their Bible. They don't read their Bible like they used to read their Bible. Because now they got other people they got to see. They got other things they got to do. They got other things that they want to be a part of now. And now they ain't got the time to read their Bible. They ain't got the time to pray like they used to pray. They ain't even got time to come to church and worship the Lord like they used to. But let me tell you something. You're going to need God. Regardless how successful you may be in your own eyesight, you're going to need God. Just because you're graduating from high school, you still need God. Just because you're graduating from college, you still need God. Even though you may have a bachelor's degree, a master's degree, a doctorate degree, you still need God. Regardless what you done graduated from, you ain't graduated from God. You still need God. As a matter of fact, once you get to a measure of success, now you need more of God. You need to read your Bible more that you done made it to this place of success. You need to study your Bible harder now that you done made it to the place of success. You need to pray like you ain't never prayed before once you done made it to this place of success. You can't afford to not miss church now that you done made it to this place of success, because you need more of God, more of God. Because every level you meet another devil, so you need God. You need God. You know, that reminds me of this little girl that went to the prom. Had this boy to take her to the prom. And when she got there to the prom, this little girl, she danced with everybody at the prom except that boy that brought her to the prom. She danced with all the other boys. And then when the prom was over with, she came to the boy that brought her and said, "Listen, I'm ready to go now." He said, "Go where?" She said, "I'm ready now to go home. You can take me home." He said, "You want me to take you home?" He said, "And you danced with all of these other boys here at the prom, but didn't dance with me?" He says, "I can't take you home." He said, "Because you should have been dancing with the one that brought you here." Listen, in the same way, wherever you at in life, whatever success you done achieve, you got there because God brought you there. Now that you there, don't you dare change partners. You better be dancing with the one that brought you there. So you need to always stay in your place. Always stay with the Lord. But thirdly, always give God the praise. Always give God the praise. The strangest thing about this story is that Gideon didn't give God the praise. The strangest thing about this story, read it. Read it back over when you go home. Read this 8th chapter. These people never gave God the praise. After all God done for them, but they never gave God any praise. God was the one that called Gideon. God was the one that anointed Gideon. God was the one that chose Gideon. God was the one that weeded that army out for Gideon. God was the one that chose those 300 mighty men to go to the battlefield for Gideon. It was God that won the battle for Gideon. And after they done won the battle, they didn't give God any praise. Something is wrong with that picture. They should have gave God all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise. Because they never would have won that battle if it had not been for God on their side. The only reason they won that battle is because God was standing right there. Oh, you know, the only reason we win battles in life is because of who God is and what God is doing in our life. That's why we got to give God the praise. Listen, listen, listen. Who woke you up this morning? That was God. Who started you on your day? It was God. Who gave you the mobility of your arms and your limbs? It was God. Who gave you your smarts? It was God. Who gave you your brain? It was God. Who gave you your mind? It was God. Who gave you the ability to attain wealth? It was God. It's all about God. And in order for you to praise God on the outside, you got to love him on the inside. See, when you love him on the inside, you can praise him on the outside. That's why Jesus said you got to love him with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. And when you love him right, you can act right. When you love him on the inside, you can love him on the outside, in your home, in your church, in your neighborhood, in your school, everywhere you go, you can love him and praise him on the outside because you love him on the inside. Do I have a witness today? I say, do I have a witness today? That's how you know if a person can handle success. A person that can't handle success, they want all the praise. And the Bible says that pride goes before a fall. But if you want to be successful and stay there and even move to the next level, you need to humble yourself and give God, give him the praise. Because if it had not been for the Lord, you know, I like to watch sometime these Academy Awards and these Emmys, these award shows, because at the end of the show, a lot of times, when they be bringing the different people that receive an award, have you noticed that whenever they get their lit trophy, they always say, I want to thank this person. They start rolling out the credits. Have you noticed that? They say, I want to thank our director. We got a great director. And they say, I want to thank their producer. We got a great producer. And I want to thank my co-actor. I mean, I got a great, you know, co-actor and a supporting cast. And they be rolling out all the credit. And sometimes they get caught up in rolling out all the credits. As a result, sometimes they have to almost pull them off stage and they still be trying to get some credit. I want to thank Mama Nam and BB Nam and Sister Nam. I want to thank everybody. You know, they be rolling out the credit. If you can really handle success, when you reach your measure of success, what need to come to your mind is rolling out some credit. And you know, when you roll out the credit, it ought to be pretty simple. You need to give all the credit to one person. The Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for what you've done. We thank you for what our eyes have seen, our ears have heard. Now, Lord, touch the hearts right now. Touch the minds of your people right now. You know what they need. You know, dear God, where they are at spiritually. That person that's lost, bring them on up to the altar right now. That person, dear God, who done fell in love with the material things of the world rather than God, touch right now. Wherever folks are at, dear God, you touch and you fix it and you draw them to yourself. Those that need to be in church, you touch them right now. You bring them on up to this altar. Whatever your people are standing in need of, Lord, give it to them. And we'll praise you for it in Jesus' name.
Bread of life sent down from glory.
If you would like a copy of the message that you have just heard in its entirety, please call the church office at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. 3766, or visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. That's BibleWayIrving.org. And come by and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book.